We have breaking news. The groundhog has seen his shadow, and six more weeks of winter will commence, and it will feel like that at least today in Bloomington as we get things started. 25 and windy. There is a chill to the air this morning, so please be ready for that. 32 and 21 today, 32 and 17 with afternoon sunshine tomorrow. Then we warm up on the weekend, 37 on Saturday and 48 on Sunday. Well, we'll kick off next week, 48 and then 56. Not bad, not bad at all. The next chance of rain we have is Monday. Everything else the next 4 days, Keith, is 10% or less. Updated forecasts and live radar, find it all at WGCLradio.com. It is Thursday morning. We check in with our good friends at Ivy Tech over on the near west side. And this morning, Keith, get your oxygen tank ready. You told me this title is a doozy.
Well, we've got Jim Smith, and you always talk about...
Well, that sounds easy.
Well, that's
Smith,
easy.
He's our good friend. That's easy.
Now, here's the title. Dean of the School of Business, Public Service, Computing, and Informatics.
There you go. Checks all the boxes. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Keith, and thanks for having me.
Well, we just now the show's over because we had to read all your titles off.
Well, that's fine. I'm ready to go to work then.
There we go. But you've got a busy month coming up. Everybody knows that January is over and February is getting started, which means that tax day is right around the corner. And Ivy Tech has a great program that's been helping folks out, and it's been helping your students get real-world practice. Tell us what I'm talking about.
Well, that program is VITA, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, and as probably many of you know and many in the audience knows, it's a student-run, faculty-mentored program, and we prepare income taxes for members of the community. We are actually starting that tomorrow, and our first appointment will be at 11 a.m., and we're going to go through 5 p.m. We will have this also Saturday from 9 to noon. And we'll be doing this for the next 6 weeks. Our initial appointments were filled about a week ago, and I've opened some new slots so that people can get in. And I encourage people who can't, who haven't made their appointment, to make their appointment. And we're going to try to fit in as many people as we can.
Jim, what are the requirements to come out there for that program?
Well, mostly the IRS and gratefully gave us a new set of software this year so that we're all still in the learning mode. So please bring your last year's tax return, bring your Social Security numbers and a picture ID. If you have children, we will also need socials for those. And generally, they are for taxes are prepared for generally for people that are $54,000 or under, or $65,000 or under if they're married, and come out, we'll have a great amount of fun.
Good. Now, you had the president of Ivy Tech was there yesterday.
One thing before, let's get back to VITA for a minute. Jim, how much does this cost? Who do I need to pay?
The VITA thing is absolutely free. The e-filing is absolutely free. The IRS is delaying when they're actually going to process these e-files by, a week or so. But once they get started, people get their refunds back in a week to 10 days. So it's an absolutely free service.
So the only thing I have to do is make an appointment then. That's the one.
Make an appointment and bring your last year's tax return.
That's gotcha.
The only thing you have to do.
Excellent. So that makes it very simple. And again, bring your last year's tax return. That's it. You don't have to bring anything for payment or anything else.
Payments, no nothing. Free. It's one of the last free things there is.
There is no such thing as a free lunch. This is it. This is all you get. You don't get free lunch, but you get free tax return from Jim Smith and the gang at Ivy Tech. But the one thing you need to do is just make the appointment.
Make the appointment,
I can't stress enough.
Jim, is there a special number for them to call for that appointment?
Yes, it's 812-332-1559.
Okay, the general Ivy Tech number.
1559. Standard number, front desk. Ask for Tiffany. She's gracious, and she'll help you out.
Hey, one quick thing before we leave the taxes. I know you have students that take tests and get ready for all of this. What's the general reaction of students the first time they work with other people in doing taxes?
So I have a philosophy about the taxes. It's something that one should never have to do. But students are a little bit panic stricken because this is a real world experience for the students. They are preparing real people's returns. They're processing real dollars of refund, and their clients are always grateful. But there's always quite a bit of trepidation on part of the students. Customers are great, but students get a little panicky at the start. But if they want to go out into the real world and do taxes, it's going to give them an experience level that they just will not have in many of their classes. It also, I might add, fulfills our service learning commitments
that's
to the
right.
community. But that's kind of a headline. The real thing for me is that we're helping people get their refunds processed for free and in a timely manner. And it gives our students a lot of experience in the tax prep world.
Now, let's go back to the president of Ivy Tech was on campus, Thursday, was it? Anyhow, she was there.
But she was actually there twice. It was Friday afternoon to do four, right. And then she was all day Monday, yes.
And what did she have to say that sticks with you?
Need jobs, baby. We need people to fill those jobs, it sounds like.
That's exactly right. She is absolutely committed, and I... She has said this multiple times on campus, but she is absolutely committed to trying to match jobs with people with jobs. And she is all about this workforce alignment, which means for us doing a better job of analyzing the demand for jobs in our area, service area, and then trying to get people into training and education programs that they can fulfill those jobs. And that's kind of we've always been about this for, Ivy Tech's been going since 1963. That's always been the theme. But today it's an enhanced theme. She did point out, and I guess I knew this at some level, that our unemployment rate in the state was around 4%. And so, the community is crying out for jobs. And she had... a meeting, I think it was early in the morning, 8 or 9 o'clock, with our IT club, and information technology is one of the hot 5 jobs. And she claims, and I think we know that, that IT is a popular and a high-paying wage, and we need more graduates in that particular field. And so she commended the IT faculty, the computing faculty, for their working with students, and we are growing enrollments in that area. We have 9 majors of various shapes and sizes, from help desks all the way up to computer science, and so, we would encourage people to look at those programs. Some of those do transfer to the public 4-year institutions. Some of those are directly targeted for the workforce, but we are trying to get people through and into an into a job. I might add, we've had a number of successes in the last several months with students graduating. We've placed networking types at the Smithville Telephone. We've computer support people at the MCCSC. And there's quite a bit of demand locally for IT jobs. I would encourage students to look at those as a career.
Well, Jim, I always point out they didn't expand that campus over there and build all those extra buildings because there's nothing going on. There's plenty of opportunity.
There's plenty of opportunities. It's trying to figure out how to broadcasting. We live and I experience this with students. All the time, but just for people in general, we live in a fairly busy world today, and it's hard to catch people's attention. So, however it is, if you have any ideas about that, let me know.
I'm flattered you'd think that.
It's George. I get people's attention, but we are open for business, and we have a lot of high demand jobs that we can.
When the curriculum's following it, the new building has shown that the expansion of services, the addition of almost every semester there's a new class or a new focus because of these things developing around there. Give us the number one more time to call at Ivy Tech so we can make our reservations to get our taxes done for free.
If you have a free tax return you need prepared, 812-332-1559, and you can ask for Tiffany.
And Tiffany will get you scheduled up for it. Make sure your tax return from last year and you're less than $54,000. That's the caveat there.
Absolutely. Well, that's absolutely right. But, you know, but we snuck in some, if there's a couple of dollars one way or the other, we can,
yeah.
We can do that too.
Just call and they'll let you know if you can make it in or not. And we'll let you get back to work, Jim. We appreciate you filling in today. Keith, leave him alone. Let the man get some work done, will you?
That's right.
And we hope to talk to you soon. And good luck with the VITA program coming up.
Absolutely. And thank you much.
All right. Bye-bye. Good stuff. Dr. Jim Smith. Always like getting caught up with him.
Jim Smith is the dean of the School of Business and also the Public Services and Computing and Informatics at
Well, that's why I let you catch
Ivy
your breath
Tech.
Before you said all that. I don't want you to pass out here on the airways.